Between the sidewalk and the road, there's that extra grass.
Julian Morgan and Josh Ritchie are looking to join the growing number of new business owners in the Pearl District. Their plan seems like it would fit right in with the other businesses in the 6th and Peoria area.
It's going to be called Bark. It's a off-leash dog park.
It's a bar for humans and a park for dogs.
They're attending a series of workshops about zoning codes to find out whether their plans for the building's design would be in line with the proposed form-based code. You might say they're fortunate in that they're not so concerned about parking. But for a number of the business owners here, parking is a number one issue.
Neighbor's building and said, I'm going to wipe it out for parking. That might be hard to do.
City planner Theron Warlick is on the team of city and NCOG employees and other experts here to answer questions about the code, which, unlike current citywide zoning regulations, doesn't require businesses to provide customers with parking. Vic Sherrill owns a body shop, and like a lot of the owners who've been in the Pearl District for many years, parking is a primary issue for him.
We're not a pedestrian business. Our people drive to us or they're towed to us. In no way will this form-based code work for us.
Sherrill says he sees the good that the newer businesses have done for the area, but he says leave the older establishments like his alone. Another guest at the first of the workshops is Mike Craddock, a commercial real estate broker who works with some of the owners in the Pearl.
I've been around long enough where I've seen the problems with parking and the redevelopment of both Cherry Street and Brookside.
He says the code should be modified to allow and encourage shared parking. If several businesses wanted to clear a space to provide a shared lot, they should be allowed to do so, though clearing space solely for parking isn't allowed under the current wording of the form-based code.
This code right now is ignoring parking at the expense of existing people who have to have parking.
But for some owners in the district, like Rachel Navarro, the reverse is true.
Because my buildings are existing buildings, they're built to the lot line on all sides, there's no opportunity for me to purchase additional land for parking.
Since current city code requires businesses to provide parking, she can't develop her properties without requesting a variance. That outcome, she says, is uncertain.
It's really hard to plan when your future is in somebody else's hands.
NCOG and the city of Tulsa will submit all the data they've collected about people's concerns at these meetings to the Tulsa Metro Area Planning Commission, which will then have to decide whether to further modify the code. One of the commissioners, Brandon Perkins, says he'd like to see even more of these kinds of meetings. He does expect the code to undergo some changes.
I know it's pretty neat to walk down other cities where all the buildings look very similar, but I think Tulsa has kind of grown on having diversity in types and heights and scales of buildings that we may want to take a look at.
For Morgan and Ritchie, at least, the walkability the form-based code is designed to promote is ideal, both for their business and for their quality of life.
We're looking for more of a walk, jog, active, friendly crowd, carpooling, taking cabs, riding the bus, that sort of thing. So it's kind of a, if you build it, they will come. So we're just not stressed out about parking. The neighborhood in Tulsa where I want to work, live, shop, eat, it doesn't exist yet. So I think we've got a really cool thing going here, and we're trying to build the neighborhood that me and all my friends want to live in, work in, shop in. We want to just be there and never leave.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.